Do you need a couple of minutes to look at the applications and, oh, we need to formulate our questions, okay? So, my question is, what do you hope to add by your participation on the Cultural Arts Committee?
And my question is, how do we attract additional funds for cultural arts besides coming from the city?
Madam Mayor, can I just note for the record that all the council members are present?
Hold on. It is 4:15 p.m. and I now adjourn this meeting of the city council.
Okay.
Okay. And I see no members of the public here for public comments. Would anybody sitting out there like to make a public comment?
Peanut gallery?
Come on, Al.
Okay. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
Councilmember Aguilar is absent. Councilmember Diaz?
I'm present.
Councilmember McCann?
Present.
Councilmember Padilla?
Present.
Mayor Casillas-Salas?
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we can talk about your questions.
I think I'd like to just sort of ask their understanding or their perspective about the value of cultural arts to the social and economic health of the city. You know, I'm not going to, you know, have you read The Rise of the Creative Class type of thing, but, you know, that's sort of the idea, right?
Right.
Whew. I don't have a question.
Haven't seen
who could
I
borrow?
Let's see. Let's see, what else?
What do you have? Somebody have a list?
You know what you have list, actually.
Yeah. Why don't you ask something like, what are your particular talents and skill sets?
Got it.
That qualify you for this position. Okay.
And there are specific requirements, right, Madam Mayor, for the particular appointment.
Madam Mayor, I have a few brief opening comments. Would you like me to go ahead?
Yes.
The council had originally nominated 5 people to be interviewed. Emmanuel Soto and Francine Maigway declined to interview, so we only have 3 interviewees today. And this particular position is one of the 6 members on the Cultural Arts Commission who require sort of a higher level of arts experience. So reading out of the code, this member shall be appointed from among artists, educators, and those with professional qualifications and experience in disciplines of arts and culture, including the performing arts, fine arts, culinary arts, media arts, or related arts disciplines. And so you'll find in their applications that the applicants answered a specific question about how they qualified for this particular seat. So, for example, Larice Maynard, the first interviewee, indicated on her application that she had experience in performing fine and media arts, and Lisa Montezuma in fine arts, and Sophia Gray in media arts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, so are we ready for
So basically, I'm just asking a question that's already in the...
Well, no,
that's fine.
Because they wrote that down there, but I think that to verbalize it is...
Or expand on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, expand on it.
Okay, so we're ready for Ms. Maynard. Ms. Maynard, how are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for waiting.
That's
we started a little late, but Please have a seat. Feel comfortable. Yeah, so that we can. There you go, John. Thank you very much. Okay, so Ms. Maynard, the way the format is going to work is that, first of all, I'm sorry, do you know all of us?
I was at the last council meeting and I read the name tag.
Uh-huh.
Mary, I've seen you at quite a few events when I worked for the Water Authority, so
yes.
Even when you were running for office.
Yes. Uh-huh. This is John McCann.
Hi. Yeah.
Steve Padilla.
Mr.
Well, he's my city council person.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yes.
I've seen you before.
Uh-huh. And this is our newest member,
pleasure
Mike
to meet you.
Diaz.
Yes. Uh-huh. How you doing?
Okay, so the way the format works is that we'll give you a minute for an opening statement. The four of us will ask you one question, and then you have 1 minute for closing.
Okay.
Okay. So you may begin.
Thank you. I applied for this position, one reason because I know one of the members that's on the committee and probably served for the last 10 years, Al Gore, and he asked me to be on the committee before, but I was living in San Diego, so I didn't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw him about 2 or 3 months ago, he said, Maurice, and I showed him some of my paintings, which is on my cell phone, he said, well, you gotta be on this committee. You have to apply again. And so as a result, because of his encouragement, I decided to apply. I think that now that I'm retired from General Dynamics, which I worked there 18 years, and the Water Authority, which I worked there and got credit for 23 years, I decided that art would be my life. And so as a result, I had a paintbrush in my hand about 37 years ago when my son was born. I painted for 1 year, then I got a job and left the brush and just picked it up 3 years ago. And so I take classes in the Chula Vista area, one at the church that's off of 4th and East Street, and the other one at the library, which is across the street. And so my teachers, or I should say my mentors, say that I'm extremely talented, and I try to paint at least 1 or 2 pictures per week.
Wow.
I also am a member of BOCA, which is the San Diego Photographic Museum of Art, and also the other Museum of Art in Balboa Park. And so I figure to be a good artist, you have to see with your eyes. And the best way to see with your eyes is if you see more than the average person. So when I go and take these other classes in photography, I see shadows where, you know, when you look at a picture or painting, where I look right now, I don't really see the shadows. But when you look at photography and you take a picture, it makes you see the shadows, and then you add to what you already have. So it makes me a better artist. I also mentor other people. My pastor, which is, I go to the Rock Church, and Miles is the big pastor, but the pastor at my church, he asked me, I showed him my picture too on the cell phone. My cell phone got about 2,000 or 3,000 pictures on it. And he said, Larice, you got all this talent, you're not sharing with anyone. And so he said, why don't you start a ministry, which is art? And so for 1 year, every other month, I teach art to adults at the Rock Church. And most of the people have not even considered art before. And they pick up a brush, I mentor them the way I've been mentored, and they come out with a finished product. Some of them don't look quite right, but to them, it's the most brilliant thing in the world. So my whole thing is giving back to others. When I worked at the Water Authority, I was on a lot of committees in the community helping. I was on committees that were even interactive with other public agencies. I put on many, I should say, for I think about 10 or 15 years, I put on a thing called Pass the Partnership. It was extremely popular. We got about 300 people would attend that, and I was mainly the main organizer. They hired me because they knew I put on things all over town when I worked at General Dynamics. So as a result, they said, Larice, we need to have a conference. They looked at me, put it on. And so I did, and it was extremely popular. A lot of government agencies were speakers at it. We got a lot of recognitions and a lot of awards for it. People attended. We had educational programs within the conference, and people talked, and you know, they just learned a whole lot about government contracting. And so I think all of that kind of led me up to what I'm doing right now. Because, you know, you don't forget your past. You use what you have to be a better person. And then you take what you have and you give it to other people. That's what I'm all about.
That's great. And, you know, my mother's an artist. She was born with that natural talent. So when you said that artists see more, she does. I mean, all through my life, we'd be someplace and she'd say, "Oh, look at the purple in that hill." And I go, "It looks brown to me." Yeah, so anyhow, and I, Ewan and President George Bush.
Yes, I saw him on TV. I couldn't believe it. Late I couldn't believe the stuff that he did.
And he does them real quickly, too.
Yes.
He paints very quickly. I think he paints like a he says he paints like a picture a day.
So yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, well, and so people in my class, they get extremely upset with me because I paint within that 1 hour or 2 hours that I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
And they can't believe it. And there's one person takes like 5 weeks to paint, and I'm doing it in one setting, and they can't believe that I can do it like that.
So I'm going to ask the first question. What do you hope to add by your participation to the Cultural Arts Center?
Well, I would like to see where the commission was in the past and the type of things that they have done. And I know one of their main functions from reading the little paragraph online is to kind of look at different activities and projects and bring them before the council for approval, but they get their stamp of approval first. Well, that's a nice thing to do. But is there more that can be done? I mean, are we just kind of like put in that little block? And is that all that you want them to do? You're building new buildings every day. You're getting hotels that are coming into the area. Can some of the art that's already here or some of the artists that's already out in the community add to some of that? You know, like if you go up and down the street on Imperial Avenue, you see this artist, he's now deceased. His name is Eddie Edwards. But all the little floating flags are his art, and that's his memory. And I was there when he painted all of them. I was part of that. And so I think that you don't just have to have art, but you have to leave something behind. And I'm not saying that everybody should be, noted for their art, but the ones that are good, if you have all these new things, like you took over the Olympic Training Center, which has a new name. I forgot the new name. Could some of the art be put there? It used to be about 20 years ago, Wanda Blevins had a black film festival in San Diego, and she used the Regal Theater. Well, she died, and with her, her dream died. And she had all these famous people, and the first night, opening night, she had all these vintage cars that were at the Horton Hotel, and they drove around and all this stuff, and all these movie stars were in town. Well, what happened to that? Did the dream die with the dreamer? Is that the way it's supposed to happen? Do we have dreams? Is there things that you want to see that are not being done that should be done? I mean, you are a leader, you are a mayor, and there might be things that you want done and you want somebody to do it. I mean, if you can give it to five people and maybe they were on the committee for 20 years and they may never be done, but there's dreams that you have because you're a new mayor, can somebody take them to the next level?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. McCann?
Rhys, thank you for being here. We're really excited to have you interview. How would we attract additional funds for cultural arts in the city of Chula Vista? What are some of your ideas?
I just went to the film festival, and it was a black film festival in L.A., and I found out that they got money from the state. Is our commission getting money from the state? I mean, are we tapping into the money that's already out there? Do you have proposal writers? Are they going after money? I mean, not all of it should be begging the same people or going to the same till and asking the same folks. I mean, rich folks even get tired of you. So therefore, you have to find new ways. And if there's methods that's already out there and addressed, you have to use what's there. And I would do something like that or propose that. And, you know, if I'm not the writer and somebody's a better writer, so be it. Let them do it. But I think that's one way that you can do it. You can look for money in the humanities. You can look for money that's not in the city budget, but the state also.
Thank you. Good
Excellent.
Answer.
Good answer. Thank
yeah.
you.
Great. Thank you for your application. And I think you've partly answered my question to some extent in your in your opening comments, but can you comment a little bit about your thoughts on the value of exposure to the arts on the economic and social health of the community?
Well, I think there's a picture that just won the Academy Award, which was Moonlighting. And the whole picture showcased a life of a little black boy that wasn't allowed to get out of his environment. And instead of him breaking out of the so-called ghetto, he became the ghetto, okay, at the end of the picture. I think that you have a lot of little black boys or brown boys or white boys or whatever in Chula Vista that can't break out of their mold. Not everybody lives in East Lake or other prominent areas of town. Not everybody lives in Barra Logan. We have our own areas in Chula Vista that need help. But that little child that has that dream, maybe they can't play sports, but they can draw. Or maybe they can be taught to draw. Maybe that drawing would get them out of that insanity that they go through every day and make them a better person. I think that's our responsibility.
Did you see the play? It's adapted from for a screenplay from a play called In the Moonlight, Black Boys Are Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great film.
Yes.
Yeah, great answer. Thank
Not
you.
A great answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Diaz. All
right. Well, I got to say, I don't see shadows, but I do hear voices. So. Okay. What are your particular skills and talents that qualify you for this position?
That's a loaded question. It's so funny because when I was writing my little dissertation for you, it's like I was bragging on myself. And I come from a family of 11 children. We were extremely Ooh. Poor, and I grew up in Philadelphia.
It's not a record, though, for this week. We have one,
no,
12.
12, yeah. I know.
Well, I could go two more, but we'll stop at 11. But anyway, it's the time that you're supposed to kind of bring it out. And this, and in order for me to get this position, I have to bring it out to you. I think I'm extremely talented. I network like nobody's business. Believe it or not, I love networking, and I love it better when I worked at the Water Authority because I really, really didn't have anything to sell. I hate people who network and trying to get you to buy something. You know, why can't you enjoy life and enjoy people for who they are and for what they are? And so as a result, people know that I'm genuine because I'm not selling anything. I'm selling them or their personality and then a little bit of my personality. And I think that's very important. So networking is a very, very good skill. And I will represent you extremely well on the commission like I did the Water Authority and General Dynamics. I have an identical twin sister, and that is the reason why I'm such a networking queen. Because with my parent, because I come from a single parent family, we're forced to get out there and talk to people and strangers and to communicate. And her daughter is a movie star in Hollywood, a black movie star, so you know how what that's like. And she pushes her all the time. And I don't have to push anybody. All I have to do is push myself or sell the product. And I think that's very important. So people are really the answer, and that's why we're all here. We call it a job if you want to, but you probably don't get paid that much money because you're a city council person, so it's not your regular job. So you're here because of people, you want to help people, and you want to make the place a better place. So I think my skills are people, networking, communication, and not afraid to get the job done.
Great, thank you.
And did you know that you're a twin, but Mike is a triplet?
Get out of town.
That's what my mother said.
She said, get out of me.
You know, your closing statement, I think that we learned so much from you during, you know, the question and answer series, the question and answers that we did. So we won't require a closing statement. You really, really, I think, you interviewed very, very well. And I thank you for coming in, and I thank you for applying.
Thank you for having
me. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
you later.
I really do have horses.
Lots of energy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would need to stop right now.
Huh?
That was great interview. That was...
Yeah.
Across the
Hi, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Now, everybody, who's this young lady?
I know.
I know, this young blonde.
Exactly.
So,
how are you guys doing?
John McCann's idea.
I did.
Have you met Mike Diaz?
Mike, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I don't think we've met, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Okay,
I know you're not supposed to come and lean over and kiss.
That's okay. We take them.
Okay. The way this works, Ms. Moctezuma, is that we will allow you 1 minute for an opening statement.
Okay.
And then the four of us will ask you a question.
Okay.
And then you can close.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank you all, Honorable Mayor and Council people, for inviting me here to be part of this process. I am a big fan of our commissions and committees process. As you know, I have participated on many, many. You've probably seen my resume, and most of you know my work. Since 1999, I have volunteered for more commissions and committees than can be named, going back to stuff like the Town Center PAC. I've even been on the board of Onstage Playhouse. Most recently, I was on the Planning Commission for almost 9 years and chair for 2 years. And currently, I am the chair-elect of the Chulosa Charitable Foundation, which you guys know, and we are doing wonderful things for giving back to the city of Chula Vista. My arts background, you also know, I have a book business. We distribute books in Spanish.
Yes.
We began that in 1989, and we are doing a wonderful job. From 1999 to 2007, we were in 289 Third Avenue, and we had a bookstore and gallery in the front part of our business. And I'm sure I'm going over my 1 minute. Sorry, I didn't time it. But when during that time, we did a lot of cultural events. Each art exhibition was, we had an art reception and bilingual literature reading that I put together, and that we brought people from all the way from Ensenada up to North County. And that, I think, those are the highlights. So I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Okay, so my question is, what do you hope to add by your participation on the Cultural Arts Commission?
I think there's a lot of interest in the arts in Chula Vista, but I feel that it's somewhat dormant. When there are the right people and the right activities, you find the arts flourish, and you see them almost like after a rain when you see the flowers start to sprout. I think that the right body of people and the right attention will really allow the arts to be more at the forefront of Chula Vista. I don't think that people think of the arts when they think Chula Vista yet, but they should, and they could, and that's something that I'd like to bring.
Okay, thank you. Mr. McCann.
It's so great to see you.
Great to see you.
How would we go about attracting additional funds for arts in Chula Vista?
That is a real challenge. I'm learning a lot more about searching for funding and giving grants now as part of the Chula Vista Charitable Foundation. This is something that I did not have a lot of experience with in the past. But now that I have been for this past year, I'm the chair of the Grants Committee, and so we're responsible for the creation of the application. And I think I have a greater sensitivity to what kinds of funding are available, and I would be ready to look for state funding perhaps perhaps federal funding, getting more involved in understanding the matching grants and things that are available.
Excellent. Great answer.
Thanks.
Great to see you, Lisa. Thanks for your application.
Great to see you, Steve.
Comment a little bit about the value of exposure to the arts, to the economic and social fabric of the community.
I don't have enough time to even begin that. I did not grow up with the arts as they were not prominent in my household. It was all math, science, and it was somewhat, I don't want to say late in life, but mid in life, that I became more intimately involved with the arts, with the graphic arts specifically. When art is part of your life, I get all tongue-tied because it's very hard to express. My children do have the visual arts as part of their life. And when you have visual arts within your surroundings, it creates a dialogue that is unlike any other dialogue. I would say the same for music, but we have more access to music. When you hear music and you turn on a song, it can change your way of thinking. It can change your spirit. A world without music would be a very empty world. The graphic arts and the visual arts are very much like that, but we don't know that somehow. It's just not part of how we grow up. And when you have that dialogue going on, you think in a more expanded way, you feel in a more expanded way. I think that you see color and hear sound and experience emotions in a broader way. And that is, for me, that's the essence of growth and evolution, and it makes us better human beings. One of my favorite things about Chula Vista is that somehow, as a city, we actually care about our quality of life in a way that's very focal. Making sure that the cultural arts and the visual arts are nurtured is a way to have a better quality of life.
Thank you.
Sorry. So verbose, I'm sorry. Very long.
Mr. Diaz.
What are your particular skills and talents that qualify you for this position?
My particular skills and talents that qualify me for this position is that it turns out that I am very artistic and creative. I was in touch with that in a musical dance way. I wasn't in touch with that in the graphic arts way, but I am more now. I've had a lot of experience dealing with artists, with seeing art present in children's lives. Some of the things that I got to do was when I ran the gallery, we had a mural in the schools program, and we had a local car dealership who wanted, it was right when they started to cut arts funding way back, all the way back when. And to see the kids take their ideas and put it into, on paper, and then to have people appreciate it, it really makes them blossom. And I have a lot of experience in teaching, so being able to have experience with artists, with teaching, with public relations, with communications, it helps understand the different stakeholders and what you need to do to put people together to make a program happen. There are so many different bodies that are involved in all of these decisions and all different programs. So when you have a jack of all trades and you have a lot of different experience, I think it really helps bring stakeholders together and make things happen. Sometimes that's more important than anything else, is to actually make something happen.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have 1 minute to close.
1 minute to close. I think I've touched on so many of the areas in which I have skills that I could bring to this commission. This this commission is going to be great because we have so many great people. I think about when I started and how few people were involved and who I see on the commissions, and I'm so happy. So I know that whomever you choose, we're going to have a great commission. But if you select me, you know that I have a lot of experience and I'm not afraid to bring it to the table. I like to be a leader, but I also really like to support what's actually happening even more than I like to pioneer. And so I think that's perhaps something that you don't know about me, that I'm a very great support person.
Thanks,
Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Saturday.
You too.
Don't work too hard. Bye. Nice meeting you.
It's really interesting how all the people that were here for the fight, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Hi, how are you doing? It's good to see you.
Me too.
So, Miss Gray, do you know all of us?
I know some of you.
Okay.
I've actually met Mr. McCann once before, and then I think you guys maybe met me briefly when I received that award at the City Council.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Mary Salas, I'm the mayor, and you know Mr. McCann, and this is Mr.
Steve
Padilla. And this is Mike Diaz.
Oh, and I know Mr. Diaz too, actually. We did CTE together, so.
CTE?
Career Technical Education.
Oh, great. Yeah. Wonderful.
So I actually brought you my resume.
I think we may have it.
I made some changes. I added stuff to it. So.
All right.
This is the newest one. Actually.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't know if you two would like one also.
Yes, we'll have one copy.
Okay, so the way that this works is that we will give you 1 minute for an opening statement, and then we'll each ask you one question, and then you get another minute for closing.
Okay.
Okay, so you may begin.
Okay. Well, I have always had a strong interest in the arts. I actually teach video production, film, and multimedia graphic design at Hilltop High School. I've been teaching there for about 6 years.
The new buildings we built, right?
Yeah. Actually, I think I met you at the campus.
Yeah.
And I truly love what I do. I went into teaching because I really want to build that same passion that I have for something with the students that I have. And obviously, it's a challenge. Sometimes you have students that don't necessarily want to be motivated, but that's the challenge that I like working with. And when I heard about this position opening up, I realized that this would be a perfect opportunity to build upon what I'm already trying to do on campus. I run two clubs on campus, Mecha, which is the Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, and that's a nationally recognized club. The other club I run is actually one I started because I felt that the students didn't all fit the criteria for Mecha. Mecha has a very solid list of guidelines that it abides by nationally. So Mexican Voice and Pride was started with the hopes of allowing students that are coming, some from Mexico with no, very little knowledge of how to speak English and not a lot of friends here in the U.S. And so the goal was to start that club to give them opportunities to embrace their culture and also embrace other cultures that they're starting to see here in the States. So that was kind of the goal with that. And I just thought, I've already started to do cultural events at a high school level, and I've done some community cultural events, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to grow on that and hopefully help in embracing the diversity that we have here in the city of Chula Vista. I would hope that, I know that cultural equity is very important, and I see that the students need to learn that, and not only the students, but the city has such a diverse population that it would be a shame to waste that and not grow on that. So I would hope. I guess the reason why I wanted to go into this was to help in creating cultural events and just helping to embrace everyone's culture and our and respect our differences as well. So,
thank you, mm-hmm. Mr. McCann.
Oh, didn't you want to?
Oh, I'm sorry. That
you have to get the first question.
You were answering my question. You answered it right within your presentation. What do you hope to add by your participation on the Cultural Arts Commission?
Well, like I said, I'd like to. sorry, I guess I kind of did. I'd like to bring in the students. Definitely, I think that the youth is very important in having growth. And having student involvement would be one of the main things I'd like to bring. I was even thinking, I mean, I don't know, this is just me throwing out ideas, but even if at the actual meeting, having some student representatives from even some of the different high schools at the district level come and actually share their ideas of how we can start to build and start to embrace the cultures that we have here in the city. So,
thank you.
Good. Great to see you, Sophia.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your teaching at Hilltop. You do a great job. Appreciate
thank you.
That.
Thank you.
How do we attract additional funds for the arts in Chula Vista?
So I realize that the city is working with very little and doing so much. I know that there's budget constraints, and I think that's also why I'd like to bring in student involvement, because students, they work for free. And they love volunteering. And apart from that, they're willing to stay and go that extra mile. And the way that they see it and the way that I always teach my students is that every opportunity you're given is an opportunity to gain an experience. And so when they see it that way, they don't look at it as a chore. So I think that if we involve the youth, the city wouldn't necessarily have to spend a whole lot, and we would still be able to make something successful. I mean, this is very small scale, but when I did one of my first community events at the high school, we ended up having about 2,000 people show up to the event.
Oh, wow.
And it was ran just by myself and my students. So, and I'm talking like maybe 50, 60 students put this together. So I think I see the possibility of how well students can work when they're guided in the right direction. And I think that that would be an amazing way to help the city have these cultural events without necessarily spending a whole lot. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great to meet you. Thanks for your application.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Share some thoughts about the value of exposure to arts and culture, to the economic health of the community, to the social fabric of the community.
Okay, well, I think that arts in general, and this is looking at some data, students that have been exposed to the arts at a young age, for example, tend to do well in tests. They tend to do better in a lot of aspects of their life. So I think if students do this well, then how would a community handle that? And I feel that a community would just bloom. I think that we're a flower just waiting to bloom, and I think that having that cultural arts and embracing it and really taking ownership of it would really help the city grow and would help everyone in the city feel like they are contributing to something very positive. So I think that would not only help economically, because you're exposing the city and making it so that people want to come, and so it would become more of a tourist attraction. And then on the aspect of social, it would make people see that here in our own city we have so much art that hasn't been exposed. You know, they don't know that there's so many local artists here that are just so talented and gifted. And I think that exposing that is just going to bring people together, and I think we'll have a lot more unity. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Diaz.
What are your particular skills and talents that qualify you for this position?
Well, I've been doing arts education for 6 years. Before that, I've had 5 years experience in graphic design, video production, and in general, I'd say I'm an artistic person. I kind of come from a background of musicians and actors and artists, so I have that background that has always kind of guided me. And even when I was a child, I remember my dad telling me that a piano was a treasure and that you had to take care of it and really respect the keys, and I always took that in every aspect of my life, and it made me grow as a person. So I feel that I do bring qualities that can definitely benefit and help to really embrace the culture that we have here at the city. I also, recently I was nominated for the McCandless Bravo Award, and I received that last year by a student, actually, and it made me realize that I don't have to just stay at the high school. I can do so much more with what I have to offer, and I really want to reach out and expand. So,
great. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a minute to close.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank all of you for the opportunity of nominating me. I was actually at the city council meeting when you announced the nomination, so I was a little nervous, but I was really happy to hear my name. So I'm just really happy to be here, and I, like I said, I'm very passionate about what I do, and I know that if I am given the position, I will spend countless hours and my time and be here and dedicate my time to making sure that the city does thrive and excel in what they want to do and embracing the culture. And I had a moment to, I was able to kind of read the cultural arts master plan, and I did see some of the things that we want to, as a city, we want to expand in. And I know that I don't have too much experience with grant writing, but I'd love to start getting into that and look into potential for pursuing different grants. And I'm always looking to do different partnerships. I currently have a partnership with, I'm a board member for the Ocean West Studio. It's in Kearney Mesa, but we do internships for students, and they're able to be given that opportunity to actually be in the industry filming and doing those kinds of things. So I think that I can definitely bring some of those partnerships into this as well and help to contribute to that master plan.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure listening to your interview.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming
in.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. We'll let you know what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great job, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I have a granddaughter that's at Hilltopper.
Oh,
now.
You do? Mm-hmm. What is her first name?
Her name is Marissa.
Marissa.
I'm calling Adriana. No, it's Marissa.
I don't know if she takes my classes. Is she a senior freshman?
Oh, no, she's a freshman.
Oh, I don't have any freshmen. That could be why, but
yeah.
Tell her to take my classes. Maybe she'll
okay,
enjoy
I will.
It. Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We have three excellent candidates.
It makes me want to expand the number of people on the cultural.
I know. So
you know, we have another opening coming up because Jason got selected for the COC, and so he's going to have to resign. So we do have two openings, and each of them brought something really unique and different, you know, the three of them. I really liked the first interview, Miss, what was her name?
Larice.
My favorite.
She had so much passion. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. I really like Sophia Gray. I think she would have, you know, she would, you know, I like the student perspective that she brought
in. That was my
in.
Second choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lisa is awesome, too. She's been on the Cultural Arts Commission. She was on the Cultural Arts Commission when it had challenges. I really like her too. But you know, the choice for me is between Larice and Sophia. But I think that my inclination is to support Sophia for the position. Because of the thought of another opening coming up, and we can give these people a second bite at the apple. So I would like to nominate Sophia.
No second.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
This is the last interview, Sophia.
Yeah, the teacher.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
For the current
vacant
position.
So what do you think, John?
Yeah, I think all
yes.
three are incredible. My number one was Larice.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought she had a lot of good perspectives,
mm-hmm.
and I think some of what she's doing and would be really good. I think her quote networking I think is just so essential, especially when we're looking for grants and
mm-hmm.
things like that. But I think, and then Lisa also, I think she's excellent.
Yeah.
She gets things done,
mm-hmm.
and I know she has a proven track record. And Sophia is excellent also. So.
Yeah.
You know,
I just like this student perspective so much.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
I initially was Larice blew me away
mm-hmm.
at first.
Yeah.
I loved her energy. I liked her perceptions. She had the, you know, she rocked it in that respect, and it really impressed me. And that sort of was where I was leaning until our last interview. And what I really appreciated about Sophia was that she got the dimensions of every question. She didn't have to ponder it. She understood when I asked the question about what does it bring to the social fabric. She talked about unity. She talked about bringing people together. She saw that. She understood the economic developments. Her technical qualifications are impeccable. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that she is new and young and a teacher, I mean, that just sort of, I thought she was extremely well-spoken and got, I mean, just to put it bluntly, she gets it. And that really came across for me, so. Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I
have my orders basically Larissa made. I mean, I just put a 10, like 10, a solid 10. And maybe being the first one didn't help anybody else because she just set the bar like up here and nobody even touched it for me. Sophia was definitely the second one, but she probably. You know, she was probably a solid 9, I think, on mine. Gosh, I think Larissa, you look at that, and I don't care what kind of committee she's on, she's going to bring a lot of energy, and just I could see her building consensus and bringing people together, and you know, and you're right, some other folks have some other great talents, but I think at the end of the day, too, you need to be able to, you know, have some glue in the committees. I think she's going to bring that in, and her background is just the depth.
When is the opening going to happen?
Well, he has to resign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, well, he has to resign before he takes the commission appointment, which is next Tuesday. So he will have to submit a letter of resignation.
Can I ask this, Mayor? Would it be possible because I don't think we need to go out and interview people again. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it sounds like both me and Mike, Larissa's number one, and then Sophia's number one for you, and then we both agree that, you know, they're both...
Can we do that, Glenn? Can we do two at once? No, we can't because...
There's no vacancy.
There's no vacancy.
Well, yeah. but what I'm saying again...
Exist.
Well,
what you're saying is we don't need to reconvene for interviews.
Yeah, what I'm saying is what we could do is... After the
well,
new,
but we do, we do. You have to, John.
Okay.
First of all, he hasn't resigned. Okay, so there's not an opening. So we can't even touch the second one today. Second of all, we're required to come together as a council, according to the Arts Master Plan, to do the interviews. So it's not like we can say, well, you know, we know somebody that's really awesome. So we don't have to interview them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I understand the bureaucracy of it, and it's too bad we didn't have this interview, you know, after Jason, you know. But it is what it is. But
there's a second bite at the apple.
Madam
I think she's great. So.
So we're expecting Jason Prater's resignation before noon by noon on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then the MADI Act also requires that we post a notice of vacancy and leave it open for at least 10 days. And then there's some additional provisions in the code about how this specific seat is filled. But we can open up the application process again and then bring back, I don't know if Glenn wants to weigh on whether you would need to re-interview these applicants who have already been interviewed or just if you had new additional people who had applied they would still need to go through the nomination process to be interviewed depending on the number who applied. But then we can bring them back within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we could look at whether or not you would waive the particular interview for them. Mm-hmm. You may not want to, right? You might want to consider them again in a larger group. But you do absolutely, unfortunately, given the timing, need to go through the process, you know, again.
Yeah,
and invite other people to apply.
In the very least, we have to accept the resignation, and you have to post the vacancy, and you have to wait 10 days before you can make a decision on somebody new.
Can we deliberate at a later date?
On this vacancy? Mm-hmm.
Well, that was my thought, was what if we then just reconvened in 2 weeks, and then we can appoint two?
But why delay that?
Is there even a cultural arts committee meeting, commission meeting in the next 2 weeks?
We'll look that up for you. I'm just looking in the code section as well that describes right this appointment process.
We can't do it now.
No, we can't.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, my advice would be, you know, it's kind of a hard decision with the qualifications of people you have, but you do make an appointment now.
Yeah.
Any of you do certainly individually encourage, you know, people to, you know, apply again when the next seat, you know,
coming right
becomes
up,
open. And then you'll have that many more options, obviously knowing you'll have at least two other good options to consider when that group resubmits.
Right. And we do have a motion on the floor and a second for Miss
Gray.
Gray, yes. So call for the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, for the sake of everyone else, aye. I mean, they're good.
They're both really
good.
And
I want to be as unanimous.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
So, Madam Mayor, if I can, we walked all three of the applicants out and told them that there would be another opening coming up soon, and we'll reiterate that in the email that we send them this afternoon.
Great.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And because their applications have already been received within the application period that it will be for the next one, they can just roll into the next.
Okay.
Process.
Excellent.
Talented.
Great.
Cool.
And I failed to ask for public comments. I see no member of the public here that is before us to make public comments. So with that, we will adjourn this meeting, the regular City Council meeting of March the 7th at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers.
Okay. You know, and I apologize to my council peers and staff. I mean, I know our weekends are important to us. Sorry I was here late.
Not at all. No, I was late as well.
What, you
we still got
okay.
a little bit
no.
so
yeah.